next patient was Pamela Short. Pamela, P-A-M-E-L-A. P as in Paul, Pamela. Short, S-H-O-T-T. 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 T as in Thomas. Next paragraph. Please make a copy for Michael Townsend, M.D. Townsend, T-O-W-N-S-E-N-D. Next paragraph. Dear Mike, thank you for sending Pamela Short for permanent evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is a 72-year-old a female who has a past history for multiple allergies and a chronic cough. Has previously been on bronchodilators without much benefit. The patient states that she has fatigue and she experiences shortness of breath and has trouble taking deep breaths. Brings up a little clear mucus, denies fevers, or chills and night sweats, and has had no nausea, vomiting, but has some reflux symptoms. Next paragraph, past history. The patient past history is significant for atrial fibrillation and history for atrial ablation. She also has had tonsillectomy in 1956, appendectomy in 1960. Resection of a thyroglossal cyst in 1980. Atrial ablation 2018. Diverticulosis in 2025. Paragraph. Can you also mention patient has hyperlipidemia? Next paragraph. Allergies to sulfur, codeine, and morphine, cough syrups, and Crestor. Next paragraph. Habits patient denies smoking. No alcohol use. Next. Family history. Father had a COPD and coronary artery disease. Mother's in good health. Age 91. But has mother has history of dementia. Next paragraph, system review. Next paragraph, system review. Next, system review. The patient has had fatigue, no weight loss, and has had cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. She has urinary frequency. She has hay fever.
The restroom, you know, you always have your ears open.
There's shortness of breath and coughing spells. She has heartburn, no diarrhea, denies chest or jaw pain, no leg swelling, but has palpitations. She has no anxiety or depression. And she has muscle stiffness and aches. She has no seizures but has headaches. No numbness and has memory loss. I'm sorry, and has no memory loss. Next med list included levothyroxine 88 micrograms daily, atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, sotalol 160 milligrams BID, protonix 40 milligrams a day, and Xarelto 20 milligrams daily. Next physical exam, this elderly, average adult white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 130 over 80. Pulse is 82, respirations 18, temperature 97.5. Weight is 130, saturation is 99. H-E-N-D announced phallic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is cleared, ears no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds of the vasus. The scattered vasus bilaterally. Heart, the heart seems irregular, it's going to rest to no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions or edema. No cap, tenderness. Reflexes are 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic cough is reactive airway disease. Number 2 is atrial fibrillation. Number 3 is gastroesophageal reflux. Number 4 is hypolipidemia. Number 5, right lung nodule. Next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a CBC IgE level total eosinophil count. She was also advised to get a CT chest without contrast and a copy of her recent pulmonary function studies will be requested. She will be placed on Ventil and HFA 2 PEFs, TIDPRN, Thessalon Pulse, 200 milligrams. TIDPRN. Follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Michael Townsend, TOWNSEND. Michael Townsend. Thank you.